Welcome, everybody, to Lore and Pore. That's right. This is the drunk one.
It's like drunk history, but better.
It's like drunk history, but with D&D and with lore and...
Pores.
Yeah, it's pretty much better in every way and shape and form. I am very lucky tonight to be joined by the two leading experts and creator in all the lore...
Experts
on the astral plane.
Yeah, I wrote this decades ago. Yeah.
So welcome, Dustin DeWeese and Johnny Hafner. Glad to have you with us.
Yep. Good to be here after all these many, many years. I want to start things off with experience.
Makes sense.
You know, there's astral planes, there's astral traveling, you know, there's all sorts of little things that we've encountered, discovered, perfected. Okay. Since, you know, we've been around for ever.
We as in humans or what are we saying now?
We are what we are, man. What do you consider us to be?
No, I'm just saying, like, just check.
We are just a blip in time and space. That's all we are. We're a couple zeros. We're a couple ones. Fucking Neo pops out.
Mostly ones. Shit.
You know, we do what we do. But yeah, I want to start off by experiences. I've had experience that I've told you guys about before, to where, you know, I've asked to travel. I can't remember the journey, but I remember returning, and I thought for fucking years I was abducted by aliens. I'm gonna walk you through this experience, okay? So I'm at my parents' house, right? Batavia, Ohio, right? It felt like I dropped from the fucking ceiling to my bed. When I hit my bed, I bounced. It had to have been at least 3 feet, right? I bounced and I came to. And for years, all I thought was, I was abducted. I was abducted.
And they just yeeted you through your roof?
They yeeted me the fuck to my bed.
I can talk to you years about aliens, man, but we're here about the astral plane.
That's what I'm getting to, man. Give me time.
No, do not get me talking about aliens, man. We won't even get to the astral plane. We gotta get to the astral plane first.
But that was my
man.
Thought, right? Aliens. That was my thought for years.
But it's astral plane?
But then someone told me, like, hey, I think you were astral traveling. Which makes sense. I don't remember the journey. All I remember is coming to.
Is that what sparked the idea about the astral plane for Dungeons & Dragons?
It is.
Yes, it is.
That is.
So,
yeah.
So, just at a high level, what is the astral plane then?
The astral plane is all mental. Right.
Yeah, it's a plane of existence. It's pretty much the in between. Like, you know, have you seen Stranger Things? It's the in between. It's no physicality. It's no physicality. And
it's no just physicality.
Physicality. And yeah.
But it's not as fucked up as Stranger Things.
Oh, it's not just that big Demogorgon running around.
You don't have a Demogorgon coming for your.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not scary. It's not scary at all. It's pretty nice. Wouldn't you say?
Well, it depends, Johnny? How you perceive it. It's all about perception.
Are we am I Johnny and he's the? Am I Dustin and he's Johnny?
Precisely. Like, I'm Johnny and you're Dustin.
Like, I'm just saying, like,
yes,
yes.
The authors of the astral plane, Dustin DeWeese and Johnny Hafner.
Yeah. So Johnny. Yeah.
Well, that leads me right into the next question. You mentioned that it's not that scary. What does the astral plane look like?
The astral plane is, if you can imagine, right? Let's say you've never been there before, right?
And I haven't.
Imagine the plane that you're on. The what's it called? The
my basement.
The physical plane?
Material plane.
The material plane, man. That yeah. you're on currently now. Is that, but let's say like shin level, right? Does that make sense?
Like my shin, like 2 feet high?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
That's weird. So you're like crawling?
Yeah. Like if you're in astral plane, it is 2 feet of existence.
I don't remember right.
So if you stand up, you bump your head.
If you stand up, you don't bump your head because the material plane is taller. Astral plane is shorter.
Oh, so if you crawl, you enter the astral plane.
If you lay down, you enter the astral plane.
You know what? You know what's weird? My third question was, how can you travel to the astral plane?
You crawl, man.
You just gotta get on the floor.
You just lay down.
You can't sleep on a fucking couch, okay? Yeah, lay down on the floor.
What about basements and non-basements?
If you nap in a basement, you're beyond astral plane.
I got something to say. What was your question? What was your question again?
I was going to ask how you travel to the astral plane.
Okay, whoa. You can't physically get there. Only your mind.
I just heard if I lay down, I get there.
No. He must be misinterpreting something.
Your house must be higher than my house.
You can't physically get there. Only your mind or astral self can get there, which is astral projection.
That makes way more sense.
Astral projection.
Like astral turf.
Let's hang almost on that subject astral for turf. A minute, okay. Say you're on your couch, you take a nap, right? You know what? It's a Wednesday. I'm gonna fucking nap. Let's
do it.
What
do you nap on Wednesdays? Right?
Paw Patrol on TV. Kids are fucking quiet. You're gonna take a nap.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All of a sudden, bam. You're in a fucking astral plane.
You
don't know where to go, right? You don't know where to go.
Uh huh.
So there's pools everywhere, different colors. Those pools are technically fucking, let's say, teleporters, right? To different areas of that astral plane.
Oh.
Okay. So let's say it's a purple pool, silver pool, blue pool, whatever. Those are different. Let's call them zones, all right?
Okay.
They're different zones of the astral plane. One can take you to your, let's say maybe your past. One can take you to your future. One can take you to current times. One can take you in a current time, but a different situation, you know?
Yeah.
Let's say that.
You
have choices. What you're still mentally capable in the astral plane. Where you travel is your choice. It's not like a dream where it's fucking random. For example, right? I have a reoccurring dream that I'm pissing in the creek. Okay. Right? It's a beautiful waterfall. You know, streams running downstream.
That's a good dream.
And
I'm
sitting there under like a cherry blossom tree and I'm just peeing in the creek, right? I wake up. I'm fucking pissing.
Yeah, I'm pissing, man.
I'm pissing myself in the bed, right?
Yep.
You know?
Every time.
Yeah. That's how the astral plane works, you know? You're actually somewhere.
But you're nowhere.
But you're nowhere.
So you mentioned these color pool things in different colors. What, like if you went into the magenta pool,
No.
Oh, you don't go to magenta.
There's no magenta. There's no magenta.
Well,
let's get that straight right off the rip.
There is, but do not go in magenta.
If there is a magenta, you do not enter the magenta.
Where would it take you to?
We don't know.
We should warn our listeners.
You die.
Well, you just instantly die.
You die.
No, let's not say that. Let's not instantly die, okay?
Oh, it's like it's a drawn out death.
It's bad.
It's a path to
death.
No existence. How about that?
Oh, so it's worse than death. You're just erased.
You're just floating in the unknown.
Also, what's good about the colors is, like, once you get into the astral plane, there's, like a string that's connected to you that...
Yeah.
...connects you to your past. So, like, you can't be killed in the astral plane. You cannot. If you're in the astral plane, you can't be killed because your physical body isn't there. It's connected by a string, like, you know, like a...
string severed?
It can't be severed. It's magical.
I was gonna, I was just gonna ask, like, one more color. Let's say green. Say you find a green.
Like, I don't like green that much, but if I found, like, an orange or purple,
okay,
pool, you know, I'll jump in.
Purple's close to magenta, so let's not give our audience mixed signals about purple and magenta. Do jump in purple. Don't jump in magenta.
Just don't jump in anything that looks semi-magenta. Semi-magenta, you're dead.
Magenta's like a hard light purple, you know? If it's dark purple, you're good. You know, just fucking go with it.
Well, let's go for orange, just for like a safer metaphor.
I don't know.
If you can imagine like a sunset on a beach... You're sipping on a Mai Tai, you know. They put a little too much tequila in there, but you don't care because you're on vacation. You know?
F it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, F it. Just F it, man.
Yeah.
So you're not physically there, you're mentally there, but this is all just a fucking mind game, man. You know?
It's good.
I put mind game lightly, but that's technically what it is. If you want to choose a magenta pool, That's fine. It's up to you.
No, don't do that. Listeners, don't do that. You will die.
It's not going to end accordingly. But if you choose like a blue, you know, let's say like a light teal green to a dark blue, it's okay. Magenta, just stay away.
Just stay away, man.
What kind of creatures live in the astral plane?
Aliens.
Do you want to know? You want to know for real?
Yes.
Imagine.
E.T.'s there.
Okay, imagine E.T., but on fucking steroids, right?
Ooh, right? Big arm E.T. No, oh, fuck.
Like a fucking yoked out fucking E.T.
No, okay, I'm out.
He's not asking to go home. He's demanding to go home.
Picture Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but with E.T.'s head
on E.T., not one finger is lit up, all fucking 10.
Oh my God.
You can't see me because of my ET fingers.
No, that's just John Cena, man.
It's John Cena smooshed up with The Rock Dwayne Johnson.
Oh my God!
But you know, if you're into Norse mythology, think of the astral plane. You know, like Yggdrasil. That's what I got from it. The trunk is a material plane, right? In Norse mythology, Yggdrasil is a tree that exists, and everything else exists around it, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I got you, man. I wrote this with you.
So if you're in the material plane, you're in the trunk. You're in the tree. You're part of the tree.
You're growing with it.
You're growing.
You pick what you want to do. I mean, you grow left or you grow right. You could grow up, but don't grow down. Don't grow down.
But wait, your choices depict which way you grow.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to be a fucking negative Nancy, you're going to grow on the ground.
I don't think you're growing then. It's like... Well,
you're going to grow, but you're growing.
That's the opposite of
growth.
That's growing shrinking.
Your roots are growing. Well, wait. No, well, that's probably good, though. If your roots are growing, you know, you're stronger.
Well, your roots are growing, but you're growing in the wrong way. You don't want to be going down. You want to be going up towards the sunlight, towards the fucking... the mythical enlightening, you know? You want to be up where it's good. Where it's pleasurable. Where... it's good to be around. It's a good place to be. You're happy where you're at, right?
Yeah, okay.
But if you're growing in the ground, it's dark. It's cold.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You're not happy where you're at.
Well, that's where you're strong, though, man.
That's what makes you stronger.
Next question.
Yeah, Dustin, I got a question for you, because I think you, if I'm not mistaken, you made this part of the lore. Dustin, how big is the astral plane?
It's infinite. You can't even comprehend it. Like, you tell me how big you think it is. You tell me, Adam.
More than 2 square miles.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious, Adam.
100 square miles.
That's even hilariouser. This is
200 square miles.
Incomprehensible. Incomprehensible, man.
200 square miles.
Think of the Milky Way.
Dustin.
What?
Dustin, think about this one long and hard. Okay.
Okay.
500 square miles.
You're hilarious, man. You're hilarious. I see where you get your funnies from. No, but seriously, astral plane's no place to joke around.
Okay, seriously, well then we'll skip that one because I was so far off and so far wrong with that. And we'll go to this one is for either of you. How does time work in the astral plane?
It doesn't.
But it does.
No, what? But it it doesn't.
Time is just a split in space. That's all it is.
It's split, so that means it just doesn't work. But, there's no time here.
But what we haven't covered is the deities of supposedly time and space.
You talking about the dead gods floating around here?
Yeah. Supposedly, oh, right?
Wait, hold on. Let's go ahead and jump right ahead to what are these dead gods floating around?
Yeah, right?
That's a question? Right? So there's dead gods floating around. Those are like our islands, I guess.
Well, the astral plane is pretty much a graveyard for deities, right?
I did not know that.
The floating god isle, a piece of solid matter, you know, which you can touch, you can feel. It's solid, right? It's something you can actually hold.
You can flick it on the nose, you know?
If you want to flick it, you can flick it. If you want to boop it, you can boop it, you know?
Hey, were we, like, recently talking about the timeless effect of this place? Time?
Yeah, I was asking what the how the time works in here, and now we're talking about weird...
Timeless, it's timeless. The effects of time were suspended until the traveler existed the astral plane, whereupon the effects retroactively occurred.
One question I definitely know is, like, top of the list that from our listeners' submissions is, like, what are some fun things to do while you're on the astral plane?
Oh, man.
You can literally do anything.
But, like, is it, like, oh, well, it's not only what are some fun things to do on the astral plane, but also, like, what are, like, the hot spots you want to visit while on the astral plane?
It would be easier to ask what's not fun to do in astral plane.
Oh, but no, what are some fun things to do the astral plane?
So, one of the places you want to go to is the Feywild and the Shadowfell.
What's fun about those places? They sound kind of scary.
Well, the Shadowfell is a little scary, but the Feywild, it gets wild. But have you ever heard of the Astral Sea? The sea?
No, I haven't. What's that about?
Astral Sea. It's like the above. It's like it's like above the material plane. It's like two reflections.
Kind of like an in between.
It's like an in between. I'm telling you, that's what I said. But like in the beginning, it's like an in between. Like what is that show?
Strange Things. Stranger Things.
It's like the in between.
Did they rip you guys off a lot for that show,
by
the way?
They did. I'm going to sue them, I think.
I mean, well, Netflix probably has a big lawyer,
I got a good lawyer.
But they probably got like a real big man lawyer, like just like fucking Brock Lesnar lawyer.
Just watch out for them astral whales, and then I think
Wait, hold on real quick. Dustin mentioned astral whales and watch out for them. And that I've got one question here. It's a two-parter. A, I know a little bit about it, so I've got a part B, but my part A to the question is, what are the most dangerous things in the astral plane?
Oh, the deities, by far. You know, they're dead, but they're still alive and well in the astral plane.
My part B was, what is an astral dreadnought? Because I've heard that they are pretty bad, too.
An astral dreadnought will fuck you up.
But an astral whale would swallow that thing whole.
If it was
Krill. Whoa, so an astral whale.
Not many people know about the whales.
If we're doing greater than lesson signs, it would be astral whale, greater than sign, astral dreadnought?
Yes, yeah, so the whales, like, they freaking swallow them and spit them out whole, like, pretty much, like, bones and all.
Let's bring it back, right?
Okay.
The astral whale, okay, yeah. Comes after the astral dreadnought.
He came after it, but I tell you what, he came
after
it,
but he's bigger.
He came for freaking eating it. He's hungry. She hungry. They all hungry.
They hungry. Okay, they hungry.
The dreadnoughts and the whales.
No,
I'm sorry for yelling, but yeah, the whales. Do not mess with whales.
Whales, you got a 50-50 chance. Dreadnoughts, okay. You're fucked. Okay.
So the whales are not on top? Man, I thought my writing was like the whales were on top.
Well, so it sounds like the whales are on top, but the whales are kind of, they don't really care all the time, but dreadnoughts always want to fuck you up.
I would rather you face a whale than a dreadnought, right? A dreadnought, they're out to fuck you up. Don't matter where you're from, who you are.
But the whales fuck you up, but sometimes they don't care.
The whales are just hungry.
Okay. So as long as it's been fed recently, you're good.
But you don't know that, right?
Yeah, that's
true.
Who
are you to determine when the fucking whale fed, right?
That's right.
The dreadnought.
Yeah.
They're just out for it regardless.
They're just bloodthirsty.
Yeah, because they don't know the next time they're going to fucking eat, right? They're just hungry and hungry and hungry.
Yeah, I think the dreadnoughts do eat whales sometimes. So I'm
with
you now. You know, it's coming back to my noggin. It's coming back to my noggin.
Sometimes you're like, you know what? Fuck that whale. I'm going to eat it.
Oh, fuck. And it's, even if it's bigger than it.
You just pinch it, you know? Yeah.
And that whale's like, you know
what? They got pinchers?
Oh, do they have pinchers?
Wait, that's a wait, whole tell me about session, these pinchers. Man.
You ever been pinched?
Yeah, twice I've been pinched.
Imagine that.
Times 10,000. Times 10,000.
Ooh, right? That doesn't sound good at all. Right.
The whales are like, you know what? I already ate. You can go free.
The pinchers is about, how big's your house? How big's your house, Matt?
It's at least...
Yeah, it's about as big as your house, okay? Okay?
Well, then, could it pinch me? What if I was too skinny to pinch it?
You're never too skinny to be pinched.
Oh, never. It's got infinite... Oh, gosh.
Infinite pinch.
Infinite
pinching. Like legit.
I don't like these things at all.
He's got infinite pinch on his character sheet. He's got a character sheet that says infinite pinch.
Next time you're swimming, just fucking be careful, you know?
Swimming? They're in swimming pools too?
Yeah.
They swim? Oh my god, yeah, I guess they do swim, yeah.
They're in infinite time zones, right? So, wait.
Wait, they're swimming in time. They're swimming in time.
I don't know if you're ready for this. You can be in a pool, you can be in a fucking tub, right?
A bathtub.
Their time zone doesn't align with the primary time zone that we're in, right? So you can be in a bathtub like, oh shit, what was that? That felt like a pinch. It's a fucking whale coming from you, man.
A whale coming in this little bed.
What if I'm on vacation in Tennessee Gatlinburg and I'm in a hot tub?
It's the worst
what
place
happens
for
then?
Worst place for
me. Worst place for me?
That's where they fucking reside, man.
In Tennessee Gatlinburg?
Tennessee. Hot tubs.
The mountains are like waves to them, man.
Why does anybody go up there?
Oh, why would you go up there?
But you ever heard of them coming back? No. Exactly.
You know what? Why aren't there more news stories covering this?
Because it's a fucking conspiracy, man. They think it's something else, but no. It's actual fucking whales.
They think it's aliens, but freaking whales in Gatlinburg. Yeah.
They don't know what's hitting them, but we do. Me and Dustin knows.
I ain't going to Gatlinburg anymore.
Actual fucking plain whales, man. They get in a hot tub, sipping their fucking Michelob Ultra, right? But no.
Michelob
Ultra. They get fucking sucked in by an actual whale. I hate it too. I hate it. You know?
I ain't going.
It's no good. It's no good for anybody, right?
It's good for them. They're getting fed.
Well, yeah, it's good for them. But you're in a hot tub in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, sipping your Michelob Ultra, right? Or maybe
Michelob
your fucking,
Ultra, yeah.
Maybe your fucking Corona Light, your Cerveza, right?
The freaking dirty dew.
The dirty fucking dew. But no, you get sucked in. No, and you never return. And you have a wife.
Freaking...
And you have kids to answer to. But you can't answer them because you're fucking gone.
I'm going to unwrite these guys because these guys are creeping me out.
Yeah. Why'd you guys make these things?
Because you got sucked up by a goddamn astral whale. Right? Who are you to tell someone else about an astral whale? You're no one because you got sucked up. You're already fucking dead. Right? There is no one to tell you or your family members or someone who cares about you about an astral whale. Because you've already been sucked up, brother. You've already been fucking killed.
Sucked up and spit
with
out.
With a kill. Right? That's what they do. They suck you up.
Alright, wait. He's got another question.
Well, I was going to ask what is psychic wind, but I don't know if I want to know.
Alright, you know
you
want
to get on psychic winds?
Oh, God, no.
You
want to
get on psychic winds? Okay, imagine you're in a hot tub in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, right? And you're feeling that breeze, and you're like, oh, that's amazing. That's a good fucking breeze, right?
That's a freaking psychic wind. It's in your brain.
That's a fucking psychic breeze, man. And you don't know.
Don't believe it.
You don't believe it.
No, you don't want to
believe it,
but you do.
But regardless, you know in the end, that's a psychic fucking breeze. And it fucking takes you to astral plane, man. And you're fucking stuck there. You are stuck there for eternity. And there is nothing, and I mean nothing, that can help you to get out of that fucking psychic breeze. Because you're stuck, brother. And I mean you're stuck. Someone has to know about that psychic breeze to get you out. But no one knows about it. No one knows about that psychic breeze except me and Dustin. And we don't know you enough to get you out of that psychic breeze.
I know
so how are you going to reach us to get you out
I've got your cell phone
of that
number.
Psychic breeze? You don't even want to know, man. You don't even want to know.
Hang on. So, let's tone it down a bit, Johnny. Come on. Let's not scare the folks, okay? The folks.
You two do need to sell these books. So we don't want to scare people too bad. Because then they won't buy the books.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, don't go to Gatlinburg and get in a fucking hot tub.
Flat blanket statement, do not go to Gatlinburg.
Before you get in a hot tub, you think real fucking hard.
Is it worth it?
Is it breezy outside? If no, you're good. You're good if it's not breezy. But if it is, you better fucking stay in.
Last question that I think our listeners really need to know is, how do you get out of the astral plane and back home?
There's a string. When you go into the plane, you entered with a color string that's like stranded to your freaking noggin, man.
Right.
You cannot be killed while projecting. Your fate string is attached to your noggin, and you just follow your noggin string out.
But if you don't, and you are by chance,
it's getting dark,
in a fucking hot tub in Gatlinburg,
You just freaking bail. Just freaking bail.
You bail.
If you're in a Gatlinburg,
you don't feed the fucking bears, okay?
Number two.
Number two, you follow that fucking Brank Stream real fucking hard.
Number F and three, you don't number go to three. Gatlinburg.
You don't go to Gatlinburg. Shouldn't that be
number one?
Yeah, number one and number three, you don't go to Gatlinburg.
Well, Johnny and Dustin, thank you so much for these life-saving tips. I've lost the plot if we're talking about Dungeons and Dragons lore or real life lore. But either way, I think it boils down to don't go to Gatlinburg.
Don't go to Gatlinburg. Don't eat. Well, no.
We're not trying to ruin tourism for Gatlinburg. Yeah. But if you take anything away from this, don't feed the fucking bears, okay?
Don't feed the whales.
Guys, hang on. If you go to Gatlinburg, if you eat the giant 1.5-foot corn dog, then you're good. Then you're good.
Hey, Johnny and Dustin, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy, busy schedules of these different planes of existence.
Yeah, I mean, we
got to maintain, you know, the astral plane. We got to maintain it, make sure
it's secure. You got to warn people because it's scary out there.
We got to warn people. We got to ward people. You know, it's a
lot of work.
It's
a lot of
everyday
work.
Everyday basis.
What podcast are you guys on tomorrow, Joe Rogan?
No, we are on Majestic Goose Network. We are on One Shot Onslaught. We are on Halfway to Heroes.
I don't know if you've heard
they get you guys.
I don't know if you've heard of any of those yet.
I haven't. How'd you guys get on? How'd they get you guys?
Because, I think it was purely my talent of radio broadcasting, if that's a thing. You can find us on majesticgoosenetwork.com. Adam, what's our Discord?
bit.ly/oneshotdiscord, all spelled out. Thank you, guys. Thank you, experts, for joining with us. Bye, guys. Hello, everybody. It is your host, Adam DeWeese here. I just wanted to hop in here real quick and say a huge thank you for checking out this show. It has been an absolute blast to record every single episode that I've had the pleasure to record so far with our amazing guest we have had. And I really, really cannot wait until you all get to hear the rest of the episodes that I've so far recorded. I'm very excited to see what the show has in future. And I just want to say again, thank you for spending your limited amount of time to listen to podcasts, to listen to this one. That means a lot to us. And a very special thank you to all of our current patrons of the Majestic Goose Network. Patrons like Tion H, Lawful Stupid Podcast, Robert C, Bradley M, Brittany D, Danny T, Jeremy Fair, Loki Strike, Something Wicked, Talkin' Anime, Zoltar, Bay Area Beer Socials, Cameron D, Danny M, Farty McFry, Jura Rundu, Jason Pravat, Jean Lorber, Jim, Mindweave RPG, Remus S, Tanya S, and Jorian Drake. These very fine people are keeping not just this show going, they are keeping a wide variety of, we are currently up to 12 shows, counting podcasts and streams on the Majestic Goose Network. And that would not be possible without the support of this Patreon page. So if you want to get your name on this list and get a shout out every episode on this show and Halfway to Heroes and One Shot Onslaught, then you will want to head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose. There will also be a link in the show notes below, so go check that out. Even $1 goes a huge way, and you get a lot of really cool bonus content also, such as right now, as of me recording this, the first 4 episodes of Lore and Poor have actually been on our Patreon RSS feed for about a month now. So patrons have had a month-long early access to this show and all 4 episodes, and there's a lot of other really cool stuff there. So go check that out, please. This show was actually born from a joke idea from Sean in this episode in our Discord, the Majestic Goose Discord. So yeah, we hang out there daily, have a lot of fun in that Discord. We would love for you to join that too. That is bit.ly/oneshotdiscord, all spelled out, or bit.ly/halfwaytodiscord. Come and join a really great welcoming group of people. It's super fun. We're all very close there, and we love getting new members on that Discord server. If you are listening to this as it's going out on the launch week, then please could you do me an absolutely massive favor and leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts from, because that is absolutely essential for new shows to really hit the ground running, get a lot of ratings and review early to get in that new noteworthy section and to really bump up in the charts super fast. And I will read the ratings and reviews at the end of the episodes on these shows. So if you want me to read your review out loud, then please leave us one and I would love to read that. Also tell your friends about the show. It's a brand new concept. I haven't seen anything similar to this. So I would love for you to just tell a friend or two that likes Dungeons and Dragons. Tell them about this show. Say that you think that they would like it. Word of mouth is going to be absolutely huge for us to grow this show. And all that stuff I just said in the last minute or so applies to another new show on the Majestic Goose Network that is launching this week. This coming Thursday is the Eclipse podcast. I'm a player in that one, and it is a D&D in space thriller, actual play podcast. Very fun, super high quality, super polished show. You're going to want to check that out. It has been an absolute blast so far from playing that. So please check out that one also and give it a 5-star rating review. And again, yeah, just I can't wait for you all to hear more episodes. They just have been a lot of fun to do. I'm loving this show. I hope you are too, and I will talk to you all later. Bye, everybody. And now on 3, a clap.
A 1, a 2, a 3.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba.
Okay, so Zoom's telling me how to set up professional audio in audio settings, which probably means that my audio settings aren't doing very hot right now.
Hey, they okay, man. They okay. Hang they on. Okay. Calm down.
Okay. I'm calm.
Woosah, man.
Woosah, I'm calm.
All right. So, psychic windstorms, they can make you start thinking things like they can make you change your thought, like you could think,
especially when you're hot tub, man, you'd be thinking all kinds of shit.
This is feeling good on my back.
That astral breeze runs through, and you're gone.
No, I know how to avoid said whales.
Yeah. Oh, because you made them up in your mind.
Yeah, they're in my mind, so I can just fart and they're gone.
Okay. Okay. So, can we end with the secret to defeating the astral whales? Is you just fart and they go away?
Well, we had to fart simultaneously.
Everybody in the D&D party / real life party, because I've lost the thread, just needs a fart and it scares the whales away.
No.
2.
Me and Dustin has to fart simultaneously to rid the whales.
I farted, man. Did you not fart?
I did a little bit.
Yeah, kind of like E.T. kind of.
Yeah, we're like
thing.
E.T., but with bigger hands, you know? You know what that means?
Yeah, because he's got
hands,
notoriously
you know?
Small. Yeah, bigger gloves. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, bigger hands means bigger gloves. So don't put them in water because they'll shrink.
Just like gremlins, yeah.
Yeah, gremlins. You know, you can't feed us water after midnight.
Freaking smack them. If you smack them,
we'll
on
smack
the noggin,
the shit
pretty
out of you.
Good.
You know? I think the ending is somewhere buried in here.
It's
maybe
it's somewhere.
A Majestic Goose podcast.
Honk.